It is Saturday, November 7th. This is Sean McCord of the 2015 Virginia Film Festival. We're talking to a couple of filmmakers for film Lamb, which screens Sunday at 4:45 in Cobra Theater. Go ahead and lean in and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Ross Partridge. I am the director and also one of the actors in it and one of the producers.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Jennifer LaFleur. I'm one of the actors and a producer.
And in addition to being producing partners, you're partners in real life.
That's right, yes.
That is correct.
So tell me about the film. Tell me about Lamb.
So Lamb is based on a novel by Bonnie Nadsam. It's about a very unlikely friendship about with a 48-year-old man and an 11-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
They happen to meet randomly in a parking lot, and they strike up a kind of mutual friendship based on the fact that both very lonely individuals, kind of at crossroads in their lives. They end up embarking on this friendship and a journey into the wilderness together, unbeknownst to anybody else. So it has a lot of complicated issues, and it's...
And Ross, you said this came from a novel?
Yeah, it was a novel.
And did you adapt it for screenplay?
I did, yes.
And what drew you to this material?
It's a love story. It's about two people who are really in search of love, and not the romantic type of love. It's
right.
Kind of a love story turned upside down, where the kind of love that you receive when you're supposed to receive when you're being nurtured as a child, and how that with the absence of that can really affect the rest of your life.
And what about that material that drew you, said, and helped you sort of frame it as a film in your mind?
Well, the writing of the novel itself was very visual, so it was mm-hmm. it was all completely
and who's
there.
The novelist?
Bonnie Nadsam.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, you know, ultimately, what was the question?
Well, when you read the novel,
yeah.
And what were the elements that appealed to you that thought would make a good film?
You know, I felt that there's a lot of people who are feeling disconnected in mm-hmm. the world, and I think that I could relate to that. I felt that, you know, we all kind of have access to communicate easily with one another, and yet it's hard, and it falls hard on a lot of people, where there is a sense of alienation, and trying to connect with another human being isn't always the easiest thing to do. So that was what initially drew me to a very complex character and an emotional life of a character who's trying so hard, and yet his need is stronger than his logic, and that in that area that found that very fascinating.
Talking with Ross Partridge and Jennifer LaFleur, filmmakers behind Lamb, which screens Sunday at 4:45 in the Clover Theater. Jennifer, you were a producer, I guess a co-producer of this film, and an actor. When you first saw the material, did you read the novel? Did you work with Ross?
Ross found the book at Skylight Books, which is a mm-hmm. little independent bookstore in Los Angeles, and he read it that day and couldn't really put it down, and he gave it to me and said, I think I want to make this into a movie. I don't know if I'm crazy. And I started reading it and also couldn't put it down. And that's a really rare, thing when you find material that is so compelling and so complicated. It makes your heart break open in a really powerful way. And as soon as I read it, I said, yeah, we're definitely going to make this into a movie. It wasn't an option, really. I mean, we read scripts all the time and read
somebody
a lot
actually
of
referred
books.
To it as it's the kind of story that fills a hole in your heart that you never really knew existed.
Nice. So you brought it to South by Southwest
mm-hmm.
last spring.
Yes, correct.
And how was it received there?
Amazingly.
Yeah, it was really well received. It's gotten a lot of great critical review, and the responses from the film festivals that we've been traveling to all over the country and hopefully now the world.
And you have a distributor now.
We have a distributor, The Orchard. It's a great, you know, company that's been distributing independent films for a while
mm-hmm.
and are really kind of trying to lead the forefront of strong storytelling, really bold filmmaking. So,
They're going to distribute it, release it in theaters on January 8th of 2016, which
nice.
Is exciting.
The film we're talking about is Lamb, screened Sunday at 4:45 p.m. At Colbert Theater. If people want to, people hear this this podcast elsewhere, they want to find out more about the film, you have a website, can you point them to somewhere to see what it, to learn about the film and where it might be?
We have a page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's Lamb, the movie, I think?
Lamb the film.
Lamb the film. Okay. And the Twitter handle is Lamb the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Find out all information and find out reviews and things like that and where we're screening next as well.
Excellent.
Hopefully
Excellent.
You'll come down and see it here.
Yeah, yeah. And is this your first time at the Virginia Film Festival?
It is. It is actually my first time. I've been to Virginia when I was a child, but it's the first time back in a long time. So
I didn't know. Did you get here today or did you get here yesterday?
We got here late last night.
Okay. So it's a little overcast, a little rainy today. Yesterday was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry you missed that.
It's a perfect day for going to see movies.
Well, so exactly. Great. Who wants to be outdoors?
Yeah. All right. It's too nice. People might not show up.
So what are you going to see?
What are we going to see next? We're seeing the surprise movie tonight.
The surprise? Mm-hmm. So, that nobody knows what it is.
Nobody knows what it is. And hopefully it will be a big surprise. And that's been it. You know, we've just been kind of acclimating to downtown here and getting to look around. It's been really great. You know, we're really enjoying it so far.
Excellent. Well, I hope you have a great experience tomorrow. Again, the film is Lamb, screened Sunday at 4:45 in Colbreth. And then after the screening, Ross will be there for a discussion. Jennifer, will you be joining
yes,
him?
I will, yeah.
Great, good. Because our audiences really love a chance to talk with filmmakers.
Great.
Be prepared for some really smart questions.
That's great. Fantastic.
This is a film that
I think appeals to some smart conversations, so we look
Excellent.
Forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you for coming by. Enjoy your stay at the Virginia Film Festival, and we'll see you around.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.